Well, hi there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm here with Eric Heckman today. He's president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is a registered investment advisor, and he's a certified financial planner. Call Eric or even text him with any questions that you might have. You can also set up a complimentary session with Eric. We're taking only the first 10 callers for that. So here's the number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today we're going to talk about actually four retirement blunders that you should try to avoid. These are blunders that can be costly, you know, as far as your retirement goes. Back in the day, when people used to retire, it seemed so simple. Things have certainly changed.
Yeah, man, that's certainly so. So now most people, I mean, you just kind of kiss that pension goodbye. You know, you don't stay at a job for very long nowadays, it seems like. And so that defined benefit plan, which is what the pensions are technically called, you know, has really gone away unless you're, you know, pretty much in government or teachers have them, you know. So there's a few occupations that still have them, but pretty much all private employers have pretty much gotten away from them. And you know, that used to be the standard, and of course it's not. So the defined benefit, which was the pension where it said you'd have so much dollars every month in retirement, now the 401k is actually a defined contribution, meaning the company's just going to give you a set amount of money into a plan, but they ain't going to guarantee the results at all. So it's all up to you in terms of the results in the end. And, you know, so that's the tough part. I mean, yeah, you get a matching, you know, contribution, but that's it. Otherwise, it's all funded by ourselves.
So how has that impacted the American worker?
Well, you know, for good or bad, it's, you know, definitely put all the responsibility back onto the worker and really almost nothing on the employer. You know, there's actually an article just recently in the Wall Street Journal talking about this, and they were actually interviewing the guys who, there's one person in particular who's kind of considered the father, godfather, or whatever you want to call him, of the 401k. And his original way to, when he read the code and figured out how you could do this, his original thing was to be an add-on, so that way you'd have extra money in top of your pension. And so that totally did not work out. And he was saying that he's actually disappointed how it's actually ended up in the end now, because, you know, instead of being pension, Social Security, and your savings, now it's just Social Security and everything you've saved on your own. So, you know, whether or not it's in the normal account or in your 401k, it's pretty much all what you put away, nothing else from your company anymore. And, you know, so that's the tough thing. So, I mean, what we find is when we're talking to people and we're, you know, meeting with them, they're trying to figure out how to get that lifetime income. I mean, the number one worry, every single study that you ever see, is always running out of money in retirement. And then usually this number two one is how to pay for healthcare in retirement, which obviously also used to be a big corporate benefit, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so that's one of those things where, you know, that's one of the areas that really people need to be looking at and saying, okay, is there a way to get this guaranteed lifetime income? And when people come in with meet with us, that's actually what we look at. We look at where you're at right now. We look at your, you know, how you're going to have an income plan. How's that tie in with your investments, taxes? Then also make sure you get your legacy and healthcare issues all set up. And, you know, it's easy, actually. There's tons of different products out there that will give you a lifetime income on top of your Social Security. And then that, you know, relieves some of that burden from your investments from having to do great every single year, year in and year out. So, you know, if you want to take advantage of that for the first 10 callers today, as long as you've saved up at least $250,000, you know, we can do this analysis for you. Totally complimentary, no obligation. Yeah, we'll go through all this process. All you have to do is give us a call or text 408-297-9800. Again, that's 408-297-9800, or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, where you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. So do give Eric a call. He would love to talk to you. Also, text him. 408-297-9800. Most of us have been left to create our own retirement. And can you kind of talk about this changing landscape of the retirement in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in 1979, 4 in 10 of us had a pension from our employers. Now that's about 1 in 8. So, and it keeps dropping.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a few actually there's like Lockheed and Kaiser. There's a few companies around here that do actually still have pensions for the people who've been there long enough. But for any new hires, no way. And, you know, and so that's the hard part is with that going away, now it's all on your own. You know, now you have to figure out when you hit retirement, how you're going to get this income. I mean, when you're doing a 401k, you're just building up assets with the goal of, you know, getting that nest egg to be as big as it possibly can. But, you know, it used to be that there was some highly skilled institutional money manager that was not only putting everything in the stock market. You would never, ever, ever see any pension manager put 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. They would have stuff like real estate. They'd have other alternatives. There's all sorts of stuff they'd put their money in because they needed to generate income. They didn't need to just keep generating bigger dollar amounts. They needed to get income to pay all these people. And now, you know, you yourself are having to be that pension manager with no training, you know, no chartered financial analysts, CFAs, you know, on your staff, no math PhDs on your staff, just you. And so that makes life a lot tougher because now you're in charge of that. And so, yeah, not only do you have to be building up the money, but then also when you hit retirement, you're going to have to figure out how to turn that into actual lifetime income, you know. And if you try to do it on your own and you're not really skilled at it, it could really end up really bad if it doesn't go right.
People are still making the same mistakes today, I would say. I'm sure you see that. And if we're not careful, you know, we can make them too. Let's talk about the importance of working with a financial professional, you know, when we're facing retirement today, how helpful that can be.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, I don't know if you've ever seen some of these stories, but almost every time that somebody wins a big lottery, you know, huge jackpot, yeah, you'll hear the story about them going broke a few years later
or
spending it mostly. I mean, I remember years back, it was like the youngest lottery winner, you know, in California, and he was just like barely over 18, so just barely legal to buy a ticket, and he was still in high school, and, you know, he rented, I think, something like 70 limos for the prom for everybody.
Are
and
you
all
kidding
this
me?
Stuff.
And
the only nice part was somebody at least talked him into taking the lifetime payout or the longer term payout or whatever it is, 20 years or something. And so the money he was getting, he actually ran out after like 5 or 6 months, had to go get a job at McDonald's until he could get his next check, you know, and stuff. So kind of take charge of your own personal financial plan, have an income plan for life, and have a way that you know you're not going to have to be moving in with somebody else and worrying about somebody else taking care of you. You know, that's where you need to sit down and talk with us. We can get a lifetime income plan set up. We can get income tax planning, investment planning, all combined into one. All you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800. You can call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or always find us on wealthcreatorradio.com.
We thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here like I am every weekend with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is author of the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote that book to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available, and he talks about it in that book, different ways to get advice, helps us see any warning signs, you know, in our own financial planning before trouble begins. And he teaches us to discover how we can worry less. And that's what this show is about. That's why Eric does this radio show too, so he can help you and teach you how you can worry less. So if you have any questions about what we discuss on our show today, you can call Eric or you can text him. And that number is 408-297-9800. And to create that blueprint to worryless wealth, again, no obligation, no cost, all right, be one of the first 10 callers, call Eric at 408-297-9800. So today we're talking about retirement blunders that you need to avoid if you want to have a successful retirement. And Eric's been going over some of these blunders that he has seen happen with clients. So Eric, what's the first blunder that people make?
Well, the first and the biggest retirement blunder by far is just failing to budget correctly. You know, I mean, right now when you're working, you get that check, you know, either, you know, twice a month, every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever it is, but yeah, you're used to getting that check, and so it's no problem because it's pretty easy to have a spending plan when you know how much money you're getting every month. But once you hit retirement, lots of times those steady paychecks turn into like little checks or turn into withdrawals and not normal checks in the form of, you know, like what you're used to at work. And, you know, really one of the things I always tell people about, and lots of times when we're doing talks at companies, I mean, what we do is we'll ask who here spends more on the weekend than they do during the week, and usually pretty much everybody's hands go up, except for the people who are too lazy to raise their hand.
And so,
you know, if you really think about it, those 2 days of the week, you probably always spend at least half your money, if not more. And then once you hit retirement, you actually have 7 days a weekend, right?
So, that's right.
Yeah, you know, depending on what you like to do, that could be actually very costly. I mean, if you're, you know, somebody who just likes the garden and, you know, do stuff around the house and just do hobbies like that aren't too expensive, that's one thing. But, you know, if you're golfing a lot or you're doing more expensive hobbies and things like those types of things where you're having to spend more money or just going off and doing more trips, all these things, you know, those can really add up really quickly. I mean, when I see most of the stats that people talk about, they're talking about, oh, you only need 70% of your pre-tax retirement income. It's like so stupid. It's like, no.
Yeah.
For most people in the first five to 10 years of retirement, I would say they'd almost always spend about 100 to 150% of their pre-retirement income because they're spending all that money that, you know, doing all those things that they always wanted to do, right? So it may not be every day, but it may be they're taking a $20,000 or $30,000 trip where they used to take $5,000 or $10,000 trips, and maybe they're taking two of those in 1 year. And so, you know, you add that up. Yeah, maybe not on a monthly basis they're spending that much, but on an annual basis, yeah, they are spending that 100 to 150% of what they used to make. And so that can be really tough. So, yeah, once you, you know, hit that retirement type frame, or even ideally 5 to 10 years out, figuring out what that dollar amount is, how much you need to be doing. And, you know, once you've decided that, that's ways where you can figure out, okay, how do I invest my money and how do I turn this income on?
So what would you say is the first step to getting your spending plan and then your income plan in place?
Well, I mean, the tough thing is, you know, we all suck at budgeting, and, you know, government does too.
Yeah,
and
really.
You know, nobody likes to do that. I mean, everybody says, oh, you know, I don't spend that much money. And then, you know, the easiest way to figure out how much you spend is, you know, take your last 12 bank statements, very simple, you know, calculation, take the last 12, add up all the withdrawals, and then you know, minus off anything that went to like a savings or investment or something from that same account. And that's how much money you spent, you know, assuming you wrote checks to pay off your credit cards or whatever else from there and stuff. And so it's a very simple number. But when I tell people, you know, or ask them how much what's their budget or how much they spend, they'll, you know, I mean, I literally had a client, just about 2 months ago that they said they only spend about $6,000 or $7,000 a month. But they were taking home around $11,000, and I'm sitting there, so where's this other money going? You know, you should be built up someplace.
Yeah.
It should be sitting savings.
Is it savings? Yeah.
So that's one of the easiest ways also is, you know, what's your take home today before you retire? Not counting, you know, money going into a 401k, because obviously that's not going to happen in retirement. Not money maybe going to savings or whatever. But, you know, if you look at your net income from your paycheck today, if you can try to live on that, obviously, if you're living on it now, you're going to do fine in retirement. Now, sometimes it's a lot bigger number, too. So you have to say, okay, is that really realistic? But that's obviously the ideal one, is try to still get your same income, that your take-home pay that you're getting today. So, you know, one of the very first things we do when we meet with people is kind of go through the five items that every blueprint to worry less wealth needs, which is your income plan, your tax plan, your investment plan, legacy, and healthcare plans. And so what we do is look at all that, say, okay, let's run this out through retirement with inflation, with real numbers, saying, okay, with your assets that you now have now set in place, and you know, if you're still contributing to stuff, okay, how much is that going to grow? And then let's run out those numbers. And there's going to be two things that happen. One is you won't ever run out of money, and hey, that's great. You're on track. You're doing perfect. Or you're going to end up having some red line come across at some point where you're out of liquid dollars. You know, you may still have Social Security. If you did have a pension or some guaranteed lifetime income set up, you'd still be getting that, but just you don't have any more liquid cash. So that may mean you need to downsize your house, or you may need to move. There's something. But you know, once we're going through that process, it's easy to see that. And then it's a matter of us giving you some options. And then you decide if you want to use us to help you implement those options, or do it on your own, or something else. So, you know, there's no cost, no obligation. If you want to have that plan set up, you want to know what that money is going to be doing, know where you're headed, all you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always find us at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric Heckman is in his 25th year at Heckman Financial, and he is founder and president of Heckman Financial, and you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. If you want to create a customized blueprint to worry less wealth, then give Eric a call or text him. Again, that number 408-297-9800. Half of all Americans haven't even tried to figure out how much money they're going to need in retirement. Why is this such a problem for so many people to do?
Well, you know, it's just boring stuff to do, first of all, right?
Yeah.
Overall, retirement planning is tough just to get people to sit down and do that. But it's also kind of scary because, well, if the answer is, you know, you're not on the right track and you're not doing too well, right? Sometimes ignorance is bliss and, you know, they just rather stay that way. But, you know, if you do look at it, you know, it's kind of like your health, right? I mean, if you find something early, you can often prevent it from getting worse and fix it. Same thing here. The sooner you figure out where you're headed, and if you're not on the right track, let's you know, fix that. Let's get you headed the right way. You know, I mean, I had one person I just met with recently that he was saying that, you know, he's been having lots of trouble getting jobs, and you know, he's in a manufacturing kind of area, which of course a lot of that's moved away, and you know, he's almost debating if should he still work. Well, when we ran his numbers out, you know, he wanted to retire at 8 years, and that looked okay. It wasn't great because he hasn't saved a ton of money because he hasn't worked as much. And if he'd stayed retired right now, he's only got about 10 years of retirement and he's only 60. So
it's, oh, dear.
Yeah. No, you need to get back to work, guy. And that was kind of the answer. So, you know, so sometimes it's not what you may want to hear. But he did say, well, he appreciated it because he goes, okay, yeah, I know I definitely have to then go back to work here.
Yeah.
You know, start maybe looking at different occupations or changing course, because, you know, sometimes that's the only way you can do it. I mean, especially with our changing economy, lots of times a job you thought you would have for the rest of your life won't have, because, you know, those careers have changed too much. So, and, you know, we can help you go through this process. So again, give us a call or text 408-297-9800, or you can always find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, there's nothing worse than doing the right thing year in and year out and then screwing everything up at the very end. That's what we're going to talk about next. We are so glad you're with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm with the Retirement News Network talking today with founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Call Eric and his team at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. There's nothing worse than doing all the right things financially, you know, year in and year out, and then at the very end, just messing it all up. So can you weigh in on that for us, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most painful things that can happen, and it's happened to a lot of people. I mean, the last time this really happened, obviously, was, you know, almost 9 years ago here now, you know, with 08 and 09 crash. And, you know, imagine you were going, you know, so happy, about to retire, you know, you're, you know, it's January 2008. Oh, yes, I retired. Yeah. Yay, I've got all this money saved up. And, you know, literally a year later, you may have a third of your money gone.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
You know, and when you're living on the money, you can't say, oh, I'm just going to let it, you know, keep it invested. I'm just going to hang on and let it roll or whatever. You know, you can't do that because you're spending the money and taking it out. So, you know, there's a lot of things you have to do with your 401k rollover when you retire, or even, you know, pre-retirement. You know, you want to do your homework. You want to make sure you understand what's going on. You know, and you don't want to leave everything to chance. I mean, the biggest problem with 401ks is 100% of the money is in stocks and bonds, and that's all risk-based money. There's no safety-based money in a normal 401k. So once you roll to an IRA, now you've got the options. Now you've got some ability to have some ways to structure lifetime income, to get some assets into alternative things that are paying, like right now, about 8%. You know, you can do real estate type of investments, 5 or 6%. You know, there's lots of different options once you're in IRA, but that you don't have when you're in a 401k at your company. So, you know, most high income workers in their 60s will have at least a $414,000, according to Hewitt. And, you know, so that's a lot of money there. And, you know, that's something you don't want to mess up, right? You want to make sure that's going well, that it's going to be there for you. And then more importantly, that's structured now, not for as much growth, but for income, because that's the big key. If there's no income, there's no retirement. So, you know, that's one of the things that if you want us to help you figure out, okay, I've got all this money saved up, I'm about to just pull the switch and do that retirement. Maybe it's in 1, 2, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. But, you know, once you're in that 5 to 10 year range away from retirement, that's when it's really critical to figure out, how am I going to start getting money out of this? How am I going to lock in some of this money so it can't go backward? I mean, it's scary right now. You know, come March, you know, we're going to be in one of the longest bull runs in, you know, U.S. stock market history. And, you know, it's not things have to go down, but, you know, they can only go up for so long and take a breather.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Is that a gasp for air, or is that just a, you know, more of a hiccup? We don't know what that'll be, but, you know, there was tons and tons of people last year predicting something bad at the end of 17 or beginning of 18. You know, the Trump rally has kind of, you know, pushed that back a little bit and made people not think it's as real. But, you know, that's one of those things that could be very real, because if a lot of this excitement, a lot of this stuff doesn't come to play as much as people think, then, you know, the market could be dropping a bunch. And if you're about to retire, that can be very painful. So, you know, one of the things that we can help you with is go through this process. We go through this blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create a method, an income plan that shows you how you're going to live, how long you're going to have that money, make sure you're going to be able to be okay for the rest of your life with money wise, figure out those healthcare issues, all these other things. So, you know, all you have to do is have $250,000 saved up for retirement. And what we'll do is we'll go through this process, make sure you're on track, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So it's no obligation, no cost. For the first 10 callers only today, just give us a call, 408-297-9800, or you can find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Again, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial in the Silicon Valley area. And, you know, studies have shown that many people don't have a plan for their financial future. And that's what we're talking about today. So definitely give Eric a call. He would love to help you out, give you some independent advice. And again, you can call or text him, that number, 408-297-9800. How do you counsel your clients on this, Eric?
Well, I mean, one of the first things you want to do is you know, it's really good. Just like if you got diagnosed with cancer or anything else, right? You want to get some advice, and usually want to get a second opinion. And you want to know how that advice is structured. I mean, you want to be working with somebody who's has to work on for your best interest. I mean, right now, as it stands, about 85% of the financial planning industry, you know, all the financial advisors or whatever they call themselves, most of them are actually just salespeople, and they have a suitability standard that says they have to do what's okay for you. It could be the fifth best fund or mm-hmm. the eighth best thing, but it doesn't have to be in your best interest. It just has to be okay for your demographics, your risk level, and so forth. With us, we have to do what's actually in your best interest. We have a fiduciary responsibility to our clients to make sure that they're doing these things right. So, you know, one of the first things we do is we take you through a risk analysis that's kind of like making investments a little bit of a game. We look at this thing called Riskalyze, and this is something anybody who's listening today can go to our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Top right corner, there's a little button that you can say, you know your risk number. And you can do this. And it's a really cool little 5-10 minute, you know, probably not even 10 minutes. You can go through this thing and know what your score is out of 0 to 100. And then that tells you what kind of volatility you're okay with in your portfolio and what kind of rates of return you should expect with that type of portfolio also. So one of the first things to do is when we're talking to somebody about these large dollar sums is figuring out, okay, how much risk do you want to have? You know, because that's the worst thing is you don't want to be, you know, jumping off the train in the middle of the middle between two stations, right?
No.
You want to wait till it pulls into the station, and that, you know, and that way you don't hurt yourself. And that's what a lot of people do when they're investing. I mean, there's tons and tons of stats that show almost all small investors get about half of the market's return because, you know, they don't want to buy something because it's going down, which means it's cheap. And then they don't want to sell something when it's gone up, which means it's high. You know, so what they do is they end up doing the exact opposite. They don't buy low and sell high. They buy high and sell low and wonder why they didn't make any money. And that's one of the things that you'd look for, you know. And then so when you're taking those rollovers, you know, figure out where to send those checks, how to do that. You know, lots of times there's some people who have after tax money where you can put it into a Roth IRA. That's a great option if you did have some of those dollars in there. And, you know, rolling that out, you know, making sure you do it the right way. You know, you don't want to mess it up because if it's trustee to trustee, I mean, it's going from, you know, whatever, if it's Fidelity to Schwab or whoever the companies are, as long as it doesn't go through you, you're fine. There's no tax issues. But if you get the check made out to you, it can be really ugly. And then also looking at, you know, can you exercise those funds if you need to, if you want trying to retire early. I mean, that's one of the tougher things. If you're retiring under 59 and a half, a lot of your money's tied up, but there are ways. There's a thing called 72T. There's lots of great options, you know, that you can do to get some of that money out and spend it and stuff, and, you know, before you retire, if you want to try to retire early. But really, I mean, all this stuff we're talking about here really is just looking at it and saying, okay, how do you get a plan, right? I mean, that's the biggest thing is, okay, where should those dollars go? And, you know, there's three types of worlds out there for investments. Most everybody in the 401k world, I mean, well, in the 401k, there's only one option really, which is, you know, the investment world. You know, there's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that type of stuff, but there is no other option. And a lot of times just having a plan makes you not have to worry as much. I mean, I think more people worry because they don't have a plan, you know, or they're looking for that get rich quick stuff. So give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, that's 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online always at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We've talked about the consequences of acting too soon, and next we're going to talk about the consequences of acting too late. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial. Their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Call or text him at 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about retirement blunders that everyone really should avoid. And earlier, Eric, we talked about, you know, problems that can arise when you make a rollover decision too soon. Now we're going to take that and talk about the consequences of making some decisions too late. So why don't you take it from here?
Yeah, well, the number three blunder is waiting too long to adjust your investment approach. And what we're really talking about this is, you know, how to start lowering that risk down, how to start turning that into income. So kind of like what I was mentioning a little bit earlier in the show. And really what happens is when you're getting closer to retirement, the more you've got saved up, the bigger the risk is of, you know, having a huge loss. So, you know, what happens if the market drops right before you retire? What happens if it drops or in the early years of retirement? There's a thing called sequence of returns where it shows, you know, you could have two sets of numbers, rates of return. And if you had the loss at the early years, the beginning of your retirement versus the loss, you know, maybe later on, the numbers are astronomically different, even though the rates of return are exactly the same. It just depends on when that timing happens. And, you know, so what happens if you lose 20 to 30% of your nest egg? I mean, this sequence of return can be really, really brutal for people. And a lot of it's just because they failed to really take some action and adjust their risk level. So that's one of the biggest things. And then also, I find a lot of it is just if you didn't have different pots of money to take from, you know, so say you retired maybe in, you know, 2003, 2004, you're going along, the market's doing great, You know, the housing market's going crazy, then drops, but you don't care because you're, you know, maybe you have your house paid off or mostly paid for. And so it's not affecting you. And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, the big downturn hits. Well, if you had two pots of money, so if you had a risk pot of money and you had a guaranteed pot of money, you actually have the ability to switch that year and say, hey, I'm not going to take the money from my risk money. I'm going to take the money from a guaranteed money that's not losing anything and give that other money some breathing room. Have it some, give it some time to come back to normal. That can easily work and you can easily set that up. But what I find is most people don't have that and didn't have that in 2008, 2009. Everything was in their 401k and everything was at risk. And, you know, then you have no choice because now you got to, you know, cash in those shares and lock in those losses.
So, what would be blunder number four?
Well, you know, the not that I've said it over and over, but I have.
That's okay.
You know, there's no retirement without income. You know, it's 30 years of unemployment, so you need income. And so the biggest one is just not having a plan.
Yeah.
You know, the old saying says, you know, nobody plans to fail. People just, you know, fail to plan. Mm-hmm. And really, that's the biggest one. I mean, you know, if you've got a guideline, you know, it's just like, you know, baking a cake or, you know, whatever you're cooking. You know, if you follow all the steps, it's really easy to do it right. But, you know, if you miss one or two steps,
yeah,
then it can be really messed up. And, you know, that's okay when you're baking because you always make something new, right?
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, once your retirement life, that means you may have to be, you know, saying welcome to Walmart or something like that in your retirement years. and that's maybe not what you want to be necessarily doing. So, you know, you want to have those choices. So having that plan, having that setup system allows you to know what's going on and also updating that throughout retirement because it's not just, you know, 1 or 2 years. I mean, I've got some clients I've been working with that have been retired 15, 20 years now. And, you know, everything's changed a lot in their situation and how things are going and stuff. So, you know, you got to be able to adjust that over time also. So that's, of course, another big thing. So, you know, really what happens when we're meeting with people, I mean, that's the first thing we do is go through, okay, what's their risk level? Where should that be at? Where's their portfolio at? Let's adjust those things. Then let's go through this retirement analyzing process to say, okay, how long is that money going to last? How's it going to grow over time? You know, where's that going from there? And then, you know, once you have those numbers known and you got this plan, now it's, okay, which products, what things should we be using to get this plan in place? And, you know, when people meet with us, you know, the process is totally complimentary for the first 10 callers today. No obligation, no, you know, timeshare presentation or high pressure thing like that. We'll just take you through this planning process, give you some options, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. So if you want to do that, just be hopefully at least saved at least $250,000 for retirement. You can be one of the first 10 callers today, 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. But again, that phone number is 408-297-9800.
So, Eric, you were talking about having investments in multiple financial products, but, you know, still not having a working retirement plan. So if you could give us an example of that.
Well, I mean, financial products are just that. They're tools. And so if you can imagine one of those red tool chests that most mechanics have, there's all sorts of tools in there. There's all sorts of things that they can do. But say you need to take a bolt off, you can either use a wrench or a saw. Both mm-hmm. would do the job. Now, if you saw it off, obviously you're not going to be able to put the bolt back on. But sometimes that bolt may be so rusted shut that that's the only way to get it off. So, you know, which tool is the right job, right one for the job? You know, you can't tell until you know what the situation is. And sometimes people are thinking that they've got a good one. I mean, lots of times, you know, you go into, especially these people work at banks, these financial advisors at banks, they love to use variable annuities. And really what these products are is they're ones that allow you to invest in the market with the tax-deferred money. Now, the problem is most of the money that goes into these is IRA money, so it's already tax-deferred, so you don't need the variable annuity at all. But it does have some death benefit options. And lots of times they'll throw in some of these income guarantees and other stuff, but when you add in the death benefit feature, which is usually 1% or 2%, you know, you add in the cost for some sort of income feature, 1% or 2%, you add in the mutual fund cost of 1% or 2%, you know, all of a sudden you're up to 3%, 4% on average, and that can be really, really high. And Morningstar says the typical fee is around 2.4, but in my experience, I've seen them way higher than that. I mean, I literally had one client had one in 12 years in there, and since 2004, so the market's done pretty decent over that time frame, and he's actually got one line where it showed how much his financial advisor had gotten, and it was more than he'd made. And that's just the visible fees.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things where, you know, you may think, oh, I've got this variable annuity that's going to give me some income, and so I'm all set. Well, no, you're maybe not. I mean, and maybe that's not the best tool again. So that's one of the things that you got to really watch for is that the right tool for the right job? I mean, is that, you know, the wrench or the saw, you know, which, and is it rusted or not type of thing, right? So you need to be looking at that for these types of issues. And really what you want to look at is, okay, which, you know, there's almost never one tool. I mean, if there was one financial product that we all put money in, I wouldn't be talking to you.
That's right.
I'd have a different job.
We'd all know what to do.
Yeah, it'd be just super easy. We just fund it all and you'd be all set. So if anybody tells you they've got the one great tool, no. Probably better just to leave them, ignore them. So one of the things you want to do is it's really like a, you know, like a jigsaw puzzle. It's how do all these tools, you know, how do all these pieces kind of go together? And that's really the biggest thing is looking at, okay, you know, when you've got, you know, these different things that you need, you know, you need some growth, you need some safety, you need income, you need some liquid assets. You know, what you want to do is figure out what's the main tools that investment's doing. Cause you know, for all investments, they'll give you two out of three things. So the options are growth, safety, or liquidity. So if you're talking about bank accounts, safety and liquid, no growth at all right now. That's for sure. What's the odds, you know, with inflation adjustments, spending adjustments, everything? Are you going to run out of money? Are you going to have enough income? You know, look at all those numbers. You know, see if that makes sense to retire the day you want to retire, or should you work longer? Should you save more? What's, you know, all that. So we go through all that process, and then we can see what tools we should be using. So that's really what you want to do is you want to look at all this together, figure out where you should be going, then pick the tools. But most people, unfortunately, pick the tool and then try to back into the plan. And that's the exact worst way to do it. So if you want us to create that blueprint to worryless wealth, all you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or even text 408-297-9800. We've got operators standing by. And you can also find us at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and I'm with the Retirement News Network talking today with founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. And Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He's a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Call or text him right now to create a blueprint to worryless wealth. That number to call is 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Well, today Eric and I have been talking about retirement blunders that everybody should try to avoid. And, you know, they're costly retirement planning mistakes that you definitely do not want to happen to you. Could you summarize the main points of our show again, Eric, and add anything else, you know, as we come to a close?
Yeah, certainly, Lou Ann. So really the main thing is, you know, like we said, is having a plan. So, you know, the four mistakes, just so people kind of remember, the very first one was budgeting and not putting enough money away. So that way you can, you know, or not knowing how much I should say, how much you should be spending and using every month, since you don't have that normal paycheck anymore. So really getting that spending or budget dollar number in place is really critical. The next one is not messing up your 401k rollover. So when you finally leave that last job, or maybe you've had some other 401ks, you want to do it the right way. You don't want to mess it up. Yeah, it's a lot of money, so you definitely don't want to find out when it's too late that you did something wrong. And then the third one is how to adjust your investment approach. So most people don't switch from accumulation to distribution mode, so where you're starting to take the money out, you're starting to get income, and switching that, you know, to something that actually paying out money is very critical. I mean, I was just doing an analysis for one client, and their total yield's a little over 1% on their portfolio. Well, obviously, you can't live on 1% earnings, so you know, you got to have something where it's actually paying you money to get that steady paycheck in retirement. And then, of course, the fourth and final one is the one we always talk about, is having a plan. So
gotta have that plan.
getting that written income plan, not investment plan, because if you're you know, basing your retirement on an investment plan, that means it's a hope plan. It means you hope everything works, but you don't know if it will. Income plan really should be about, let's have some money coming in and let's know it's going in, and you know how we're going to spend it, which types of assets, which types of taxes. All that type of stuff, looking at all that. So investment, taxes, and income all in one plan. And then also, what's the legacy and healthcare issues around that? You know, if you have a healthcare emergency, where should you go for dollars? All those things need to be in that plan. And so that's really the big critical thing. So, you know, if you'd like to get a plan for yourself and get that set up, again, all you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today with at least $250,000 saved up for retirement. And we'll be able to develop that plan for you, go through your risk analysis, go through, you know, how long is this money going to last, and then tell you what your options are. You know, are you on track or not? What things should you change? And if you want to go ahead and make those changes, you can do it with us or do it on your own. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you do is take some time out and make some time for yourself, really. And so just give us a call, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or you can even text 408-297-9800. And you can find us always at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.